वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरो मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। असाध्य साधक स्वामिन् असाध्यं तव किं वद रामदूत कृपा सिंधो मत्कार्यं साधय प्रभो। ओके वेलकम ऑल। ओके वी विल स्टार्ट विथ टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट विथ द अनदर डिक्शनरी विच इज द मुनिए विलियम्स डिक्शनरी। There are, as I said, there are 36 dictionaries here, and among the English Sanskrit dictionary, I said we will cover Apte and Munia Williams. The reason I will just mention. One thing is these two are the in market now. If you go and if you want to purchase a hard copy of a dictionary, these two dictionaries are I think the top and the are being sold most. And another thing is Munia Williams dictionary here. I will just go to a background. Munia Williams, as I said earlier in the last class, he was a British man who was in the British colony. He was in India, and when he was in India, he started working on this dictionary. He learned Sanskrit, of course, and looks like he didn't learn Sanskrit from traditional Indian scholars, but he learned Sanskrit from mostly from the more the Englishmen themselves. And he wrote the first edition of the dictionary in 1872, as I show here. So the dictionary was quite big. It was, as I show here, it is 1186 pages. And it was quite big, and it was supposed to be kept in all the libraries in Europe, for example, in Oxford University and university libraries and other places. It was not supposed to be some dictionary which a common man could afford. So that is one reason why Apte, who was a principal in a college, he thought about students and, okay, we should write some dictionary for students. So he started writing out a dictionary, and as you see, it became 1196 pages. It became big. Of course, it is 10 pages, even though it's 10 pages less than Munia Williams. Munia Williams dictionary, if anybody has a hard copy, you can see it's a huge, the page size is very big. But Apte, page size is small. So even though it was a number of pages more, it was a smaller dictionary. But even learn that whatever Apte wrote, the Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary, it became big for unaffordable for students, and there was another students dictionary which was brought out. Okay, anyways, and after Munia Williams published this, he went back to England and he became a Sanskrit professor at the University of Oxford University, and then he brought out the second edition, which is in 1899. He collaborated with two Germans and to bring out the dictionary. Why Germans? So basically there are very good dictionaries from Sanskrit German dictionaries. So he collaborated with them, and he got much more details, and he added more words into more entries or words into the dictionary. So this is the background. Let me go into the dictionary. As I know, because I told you that it is some of the points I told, he didn't learn from a traditional Sanskrit scholar. in the traditional way. Basically, in India, there is a traditional way of learning Sanskritam. Like they start, most of them, they start memorizing. For example, by the least, they know Amarakosha by heart, and also the Shabdamanjari by heart. For example, Shabda, they by heart all the Rama, 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 all the things they by heart. And also, if they go in learning grammar, they by heart the Panini Sutras and all these things. So, which is not found in these people who by heart from the Western tradition. So, and also what they give importance, they keep away from the Vedas. I will mention more about it. Apte, being a traditional scholar, he doesn't quote anything from the Vedas, but you will see Mooney Williams quoting a lot from the Vedas, which generally traditional scholars do not agree of. They say the Vedas are separate and they quote only from the classical literature. For example, from the Kavyam, like for example Raghuvamsha and all these things. That is what they take as pramana for the current Sanskrit knowledge. So if you go to any traditional teacher even today, he will not give you examples from the Vedas. But Mooney Williams, you see, he was bitten by the bug of like Max Müller and other people who wrote commentaries on the Vedas themselves too. And he quotes a lot from the Vedas. So I will not recommend anybody to quote from the Vedas and they are learning Sanskritam. So basically in the Vedas there are a lot of Asha Prayogas, and for example the famous example is the Satyameva Jayate. So the G Dhatu is actually a Parasmaipadi Dhatu, but the Jayate is the form which is given in the Vedas. Now you can't go and say, okay, the Vedas are wrong. So you will never question authority, because the Hindu texts, the Vedas are the ultimate Pramana Shastram. You don't go and question, okay, there is an error in that. Because if you question the authority and there is no ground for you, you don't have any base to stand upon. So that is one reason that people do not want to quote from the Vedas by traditional scholars. And then that is one thing. And also there is a path where you go. So basically, if you want to study the Vedas, you have to master all the Kavyam and all these things. Veda, if you are studying the Veda and Veda Bhashyam and all, you are quite an advanced level of Sanskrit learner and a scholar. And you use with a guru, you sit with a guru and learn, not just read a commentary by one or anything. And there are a lot of rules and niyamas on this. Okay, so by then, so far I said was, okay, Mooney Williams is not a traditional scholar and he didn't come from the tradition. So, and even in this preface, he writes that, okay, the Vedas, I don't have a very good strong hold on this and all this. You can read the front matter here. So, for example, the front matter is shown here for Mooney Williams. You can read the preface, what he writes on this. So, all these things are there. So, we should not, one thing is, whenever we read a dictionary, there is no absolute authority, because it's written by a Englishman or Western scholar, it is not that it is error free. Of course, Mooney Williams has done a very thorough job, and he gives much more. It's more an encyclopedic dictionary than Apte. Apte's aim was also not for writing a big dictionary. He was concentrating on students up to college students, the dictionary should be useful. But Mooney Williams is writing a dictionary which goes into university libraries and all these things, so anybody can come and look at it. So he gives much more an encyclopedic view of the language. So that way is one good thing, and he has more words, more compound words. We'll look at it now. So I'm going to go into this and let's get dive just into it. And and because I've spent enough time with Apte, I will spend only one session on Mooney Williams dictionary and show you what more is there in the dictionary. And one reason why I chose, another reason why I chose Mooney Williams was this particular site. If you go here, you will see that Mooney Williams has been done the digitization part. Mooney Williams is the best. They are trying to get other dictionaries to the level of Mooney Williams, but if you see Munay Williams was the dictionary they took to start this digitization. If you, for example, if you come here, they say credits and the digitization works of Munay Williams is what described here in detail. You can click that. If you click that, you will get this. So it is some project which they take. In May 2008, this paper was presented in the second International Sanskrit Computational Linguistics Symposium. So they tell how this digitization of Munay Williams is done, which is you can think of as a sample thing, sample dictionary they took, and they built the whole site how they make this digitization of the dictionary. Okay, let me go back here and come to. I think I've given a big introduction, 10-minute introduction. Let me go into the thing. So let's go into our regular grind of how to look up dictionary. So I'll start at the same Rama, so that because we have already seen Rama, Sabshabda, and Apte, how it differs here in Munay Williams, it is, I will just show. Okay, so here, if you see, he has Rama and all the things, and there is dot and two dots. I will explain what these dots and two dots are. And there is the first thing is called H1. So this is head word. H means Edward one. So it is the first head word. So and after that, if you see, there are a lot of compound words he's showing. We'll go into it. So again, he starts with M, F, N. Basically, Apte, as I also said, Apte actually gained the inspiration from Munay Williams to write this dictionary, his own dictionary. So, but in Munay Williams, he doesn't give Apte for masculine, feminine, neuter. If it is available in all three genders, he gives a letter A as an adjective. But here, Munay Williams gives the names each. And here in this online edition, they have done a very good job. If you just hover your mouse around, it will tell you what that abbreviation stands for. For example, MF means masculine and feminine. And then he gives in the bracket A. That means in the feminine, the form is Rama. And then if you hover your mouse around the N, it will tell you it's neuter gender. And then he goes into probably, this prob means probably, causing rest and most meanings from the Ram Dhatu. And then he goes and says it's dark colored and black. And then he says compare with Ratri. And then he gives a reference here as Atharvana Veda. As I said, Apte keeps away. Apte will never give you any reference from the Vedas because he is a traditional scholar. He comes from he learned Sanskrit from traditional scholars, and they would have told him. So Vedas are a separate category of literature or whatever. It's not even a literature. It is something else. So you should not go and if somebody says, okay, I'm quoting in the Vedas, it's like this. So this, if I can use this word, that is not valid. So, and also he gives Taitri Aranyaka as another quote. And then he says Ramashakuni, a blackbird, crow. And then Kataka, Griha Sutra, and all these things, and Vishnu Smriti. So, Munay Williams quotes a lot from the Vedas. Of course, as I said, he comes from this, he was inspired by Max Müller and all these people who went and wrote commentaries on the Vedas and all these things. But even today, if you go to a traditional scholar, they will not even tell you that there is, okay, you can go and also look at Max Müller's work. They will not even consider that as a valid work. So in current world, there are these Western Indologists and who learn Sanskritam as a different language, and the Sanskritam scholars who learn that as a language and culture and all these things. So there are two different, even now, and currently now there are some, they are muddying the waters and saying, okay, the Western Indologists have some Western interests and all these things. And even Munay Williams' dictionary, if you see the preface, very clearly he's, I mean, or if you read in Wikipedia what Munay Williams thing, he was a devout Christian and he never deviated away from Christianity. So Sanskritam was not for him. He was just another language. Like, for example, if you go and learn French, German, how do you learn it? But Sanskritam, a lot of traditional scholars learn that as a as a language and Deva Bhasha and all these things. Okay. Okay, there is a thing, it's not Rama in the, so it's Rama in the feminine gender. There is in the chat message. It's not Rama. Rama is a different word. Okay. And then he says white, and then he gives a question mark. He's not very sure about it. He's not very sure about it. And then he gives white, and he gives lexicographers as a reference, like such as Amarasimha, Halayuda, Hemachandra, and all others. So, of course, he also, it's not that he writes a dictionary without doing anything. He does a lot of literature survey and all these things, but it's more of an academic exercise. So, see, in the first class, I told you about these lexicographers, Halayuda, Hemachandra, Amarasimha, and all these people. And then pleasing, pleasant, charming, lovely, beautiful, and again he gives it in Mahabharata, and then Kavya, literature, and all these things. And then he goes into the Rama, which is a Ramaha, masculine gender. And then this all we saw, kind of a deer, horse, lover, all these things, name of Varuna, and the name of mythical personages, and all these things. Okay, and name of various authors. He gives little more entries than more meanings than Apte, because it's a big dictionary. And then Rama, as I said, in the feminine form, beautiful woman and all these things. And keeps coming down, I keep coming down. I'm not going to go into very details. And then neuter gender. So you see the idiom of same meaning as the preceding word, it could be. And then the leaf, in Apte he gave the Tamala leaf, and here he's more encyclopedic and he says the leaf of Laurus Kashia. He gives the name of the official name of the tree and all these things. And then he says the lexicographers, all these things. So, and then he gives the name of this tree, which is like, I don't know, this, I think in Apte he gives just a common name of the tree, but here he gives the official name, the biological name and all these things. So it's quite encyclopedic, Monier Williams. Okay, and then let me go into the how the printed page looks. I wanted to show you how it looks, because it's important that we know how Monier Williams is organized. As I said, if you click on that, you will see on the scanned page. So what Monier Williams does is the entry word, the head word, as I said, he gives it in Devanagari. All the rest, for example, the same way, he goes into this, and each let me try to a little bit zoom up. So each meaning is separated by a semicolon, and the digitization has made it much easy for us by putting everything in different line. So on. And then he comes and just like Apte, he starts the compound word with some this. If you see this, Rama Rishi, he Rama Rishi, and he says see Rama Rishi, Rama Kantha, Kantha, Rama Kantha, Rama Kantha. So, and he gives all these things in the Roman transliterated fonts, and so on. So just like Apte, he also starts the dictionary with the compound words are right under the entry. But in the digitized form, if you see, it's very nice. So here, this two dots means it is this is derived from Rama Shabda, Rama Rishi. If you just click on it, you will go. It's a separate. It is as if In the online version, it is as if you can search this as a separate entry, Ramarshihi. So Ramakantha. Then Ramakantha is name of an author, and then he gives a reference catalogs, Cologne edition, and all these things. So this is, so if you, for example, let me say search as Ramakantha. Rama. So Rama. So Rama Kantha, if I search, I will get this entry. Unlike in Apte, like last week, there was a question, okay, how do you search this word Swatantra? It will not even be an entry. But the people who digitize the dictionary have made it simpler for us by also combining this form and giving Ramakantha as an entry in the dictionary. But in the real printed edition, it is not like that. You can't find Ramakantha as an entry. But as I said, this Cologne dictionary makers have made taken Monet Williams and really massaged it a lot and given us much better things. So Ramakantha, and then goes Ramakatha, and then if you go Ramakatha, it has two dots. It is okay. I'll go back and tell what is this. So Rama is the head word one, H1 it says, and then Rama Rishi is head word three. So basically, it is two levels down. So why it is not one level down, I will discuss when we go to dhatus, but. This is the first level, and after two levels comes Rama Rishihi, then Rama Kantha are all H3 levels, the third level. This is not important, very important for you. You can just YH3, YH1, you don't even care. I mean, they are all just some ways of organizing the dictionary. As long as you get the meaning of the word, that's enough for you. Rama Katha, and then Rama Katha. So, by the way, Apte didn't have so many compound forms for Rama. He didn't have Ramakatha and all these things. Ramakatha, Amrita. So this is three levels down, H4. So it's Rama, Katha, Amrita. So the more compound words. So as I said, one of the advantages of Monet Williams is that he has much more entries and more encyclopedic and all these things. That's all. But for all practical purposes, so for beginner and intermediate learner, Apte is good enough for learning. So I would stick with Apte, but I'm just going to Monet Williams because it's also available here, and some more things we can get out of Monet Williams. Again, Ramakatha Sangraha. So basically here, Ramakatha Sangraha. It's a masculine name of a work. If you, I mean, this is one easy way is to, you don't have to go and go to the front matter and see. If you go just hover your mouse around this, you get what the abbreviation stands for. These are all very good work done by this digitization people. This whole lexicon, this project, Cologne Dictionary. Okay, so on. So basically, this is what in Rama Shabda, I want to just discuss these things. Okay, let me look at some. Yes, I just mentioned about do the dots before the word depict the level of the word. Yes, it does depict the level of the word. Okay. All right. So I keep coming down. So and then Ramakatha Sangraha, all these things. So you can. So Rama. Let me go back to Rama itself. Rama Shabda. And there are other things, which is, for example, the dictionary makers have given IDs for each word line and all these things. These are all just their cataloging words. So if you, for example, find a error, you can just, for example, in kind of a year here, you find an error, you just send the corrections and give this idea of all these things. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. I'm not going to go into detail of why this is like this, organized like this. But one thing is, if you search Monet Williams, it's much easier to look into the online version than the real dictionary, because it's quite terse. I mean, the dictionary is like, it'll be very small font. If you go to this, I mean, these are the how dictionaries are done. If you go to big libraries, there'll be a huge book, and also they'll give you a lens to even look up the dictionary. It is such compactly, so much information is packed into one page. But you should know how to look at a dictionary. That's all. Once you know what you want to look for, after that, you just go and look it up and come out of the dictionary, right? That's how it is. Okay. So, as I said, one thing is like he keeps giving a lot of quotes from the Vedas, which it's not from the traditional bag. If you go and study from a traditional teacher, he will ask you to keep away from it. And I would also, if you are ever to ask me for a recommendation, I would say you should keep away from the Vedas, because it's a totally different grantha, that is. Okay. There are a lot of Asha Prayogas and all these things, and we'll go into it now. Okay, so what is the ignore accents pull down menu? That's a good question. Somebody asked me what is ignore accents. So let me say show accents. He also, for example, Vedamantras have all these accents, right? Accents like Udatta, Anudatta, Swara. Swara, there is also accents. In some cases, actually, Moni Williams also gives with the accents. We'll go into, for example, I spent quite some time with Subantas in Apte Dictionary. That's it. Ramashabda is the only Subanta I will show here. And then we'll go to the Dhatu. I'm going to go to with this Dhatu. So, for example, see, you ask show accent. If I say show accents, he says the with Dhatu, he says vidati. Okay, let's now this with an accent on top. So, this is he shows the accent here. So, this is the Swaritasvara, I think. Okay. Let's go into and look at vid as a dhatu. I did vid dhatu in apte also, so that's why I chose vid as a dhatu. And then he gives a Whitney root links, and then he gives a dhatupata links, and even the dhatupata he gives a Westergaard and a Westerner's dhatupata link. So because Moni Williams learned from the Western, his teacher was a Westerner and so on. Like they. You have to remember the time they were in India. So, in India, if you want to go to a traditional scholar and learn Sanskritam, they just don't take any student and come. There are some people who are willing to teach even the Westerners a little, but most of them were like, they have a lot of anushtanam and all these things. You have to, if you have to be a teacher, a student under me, you have to follow these things. A lot of things were there. And so, of course, these Britishers also didn't want to come down beyond their levels and all these things. There are all a lot of these things, societal things they followed, right? Okay. And again, Westergaard Dhatupata links. If you go and click on this, you will see the Dhatupata from Westergaard, who was like, he also writes some, basically it is actually in German, actually. So there are quite a few German works in for Sanskritam, and of course this whole website itself is also a German. So Germans have a very good, so much attraction for Sanskritam, even today, if you see. And German is actually a very rich language, just like Sanskritam. And so they think that, okay, they have to learn Sanskritam also. So quite a few Germans learn Sanskritam. Okay. And then, he says, first one with, and then, class, second Parasmaipadi, and then he says, he gives the Dhatupata and he gives the number of the Dhatu in the Dhatupata, and then he starts with the forms Veti. The with Dhatu itself is actually has many, many forms. Let me put that thing up. Let me just, okay. Okay, so 1 minute. So I am going to show the Vidhatu forms, some of the forms of Vidhatu. So in Lat, that is the present tense, Veda, Veti. There are alternate forms, and there are alternate forms in all the Rupam, Rupani in the Lat Lakara. And if you go to Lot, there are like four forms, so there are even more forms. I just wanted to show you this. I mean, all these things are not something new. I don't have to share this with you. If you open Rupa Chandrika or any Brihad Dhatu Kusumakara or Dhatu Manjari, Randarupa Manjari, all these things will be there. Okay. So I just wanted to give you a thing. Just remember Veda, Veti are the forms in Lat Lakara. I will go back to the dictionary. Okay, so Veti, he gives Veti is a form in the present tense, and then Vidmahe, he gives an example, Vidmahe, and then he quotes the Brahmana. So there is a Suktam which in the Vedas, it goes, Narayana Narayanaya Vidmahe Vasudevaya Dhimahi. So, and then he generally quotes from, suddenly he goes and quotes from the Vedas, Vidmahe, and then Vedati. See, now, Vedati is some form which we didn't see in the Veda, and Vedati was a form we saw. Vedati is from the, again, from the Vedas. So, Vedati is a form in the Vedas, and it's not in the classical Sanskritam. So, we should not, if, for example, if you are now going and talking in Sanskritam or like writing some poem or some essay, you should not use the form Vedati. It's not a form. But it is applicable in the Upanishad. In the Upanishad, you can see Vedati as a form or Vedate. And the Mahabharata or something. And then see, he gives an accent, Vedati, with an accent, Veda and the Swarita Swara and Vedate. And then he says, it's there in the Atharvana Veda, Atharva Veda. So these are the things which Munia Williams gives a lot of extra references also, if you will. These are all not useful. And if you are a Sanskrit student, you should keep away from these things. Just like Apte does. And then Vindati, Vindate, and all these things. And Vidam Karotu. And he says Vidam Karotu in the imperative tense. So in the table I showed, Vidam Karotu was there. And he says Panchatantram. Panchatantram. Panchatantram is a classical text. And then he quotes the Panini Sutram also, 3141. So these are the things which are more extra than Apte. Apte will not quote to this level. So, but at some point of time, at some level, it is useful, Munia Williams. If, for example, you couldn't find something in Apte, you can probably come to Munia Williams and see, oh, something more. For example, he gives a first person singular of the imperfect, which is the lung, Uttama Purusha, Ekavachanam, Avedam. And then he says second person singular, Avet or Aves. And then he goes Panini Sutram. This Sutram is Dasch, is goes Dascha. If any Dakaranta Dhatu Asti, there is some transformation going on. I leave it at it. And then he says Rig Veda and all these things. And then the third person plural is Aviduhu. And then he goes a Brahmana text. And then he says Panini. He quotes Panini rules also. So basically, of course, this is an encyclopedic work. He goes into a lot of things. He has done a lot of work, but he doesn't. There are some rules followed by traditional Sanskrit scholars, which he doesn't follow because of his background. And then perfect Veda. He gives an accent here. See, these are the accents. So on. I mean, I can keep going on this. There are quite a few things. So if you see Apte, he will in one line he will give some six forms and he'll be done with it and he'll keep going to the words because Apte wants to keep his dictionary small. Okay, and then again keep going like this. And here, let's say, see here there is a head with one dot. So this is the one dot. I see. So this is H2. This means the vitta is a noun form. This is a pratipadika form. It's a subanta form in all three genders, and it actually directly comes from the vid root. The vitta means known or understood. It actually comes right from the vid dhatu. The form which we saw right now, to know or understand, the second parasmaipadi form. And see compound and all these things. And he quotes from Dashakumara Charita and all these things. Okay, so this is H2. And then from Vitta, you can derive another word, Vittartha. So then it will come the H3. So Vittartha is one who knows the matter, an expert. And then he gives the quotes other lexicographers. I mean, he has also, as I said, if you want to write a dictionary now, you should be very familiar with the old dictionaries and you should quote from them. That's what how the dictionary, as I said in the first class itself, the introduction to the lexicons, the dictionaries have evolved that way. Okay, and then there is a second vid available. So if you come here, okay, he gives the second vid dhatu, which is six, this class six, which is the sixth gana, Atmanepadi and the Parasmepadi dhatu, Vindati. Here there is an accent, Vindati. It's like I will ignore, if I ignore accent, the Vindati, the thing should go away. I don't know why it's not going away. Okay. have to search again. I think I can see no accents. Yeah, the accents are gone. If I ignore accents. Okay. And then again, Apte had also with Dhatu, he goes and compares with Greek, Latin, Slavonic, Gothic, German, Anglo-Saxon, and all these things, English, everything. I mean, Moni Williams is again an encyclopedic work and pedagogical work. Apte gives some words, he gives a comparative form, but Moni Williams even gives, for example, he uses that German font, he gives the Greek word and all these things, for example. Yeah, so I don't know if you are a linguist, you will be interested in that. Otherwise, you can skip all those things. Here also, again, the with Dhatu, he gives a lot of forms, the potential form and like for Atmane first person singular, Avitsa, all these things. So much more forms available in Moni Williams than Apte. So if, for example, sometime I want to take a quick look of what is the this form, that form, for example, what's the passive form, all these things, I quickly come to Moni Williams and look at it. He will give he gives much more forms than Apte. So on. And then there is another with Dhatu in the seventh Atmanepadi form, Vinte, so on. Okay, so this is exactly, this is as much Moni Williams I can, let me go and, yeah, Vidyarthi is from Vidya, yes, correct. Can you look and search Vidyarthi? So Vidyarthin is the form. Yeah, it comes from with, so see, it's H3. It's coming from some word. Let me go and quickly look at. You can trace the roots here. Okay, Vidya. Yeah, Vidyardhin is from, it's come Vidya. So probably Vidya, it's Vidyardhin has come from Vidya. So let's come Vidya. Let's look at Vidya. Vidya comes from, yeah, with only, it comes from the with thing. So, okay. And again, all the things, as I said, like Apte, you have to search, for example, Agam. It's the Gam Dhatu A Upasarga. So you have to search exactly like how we did in Apte. So Agam. He says, this is third, this thing means root. Okay. So this is a very shortcut people use. I think it came from Moni Williams. Even today, people use this Gacchati, and then imperative is Gacchatat. And then see, Agahi. You see, in the Rig Veda, infrequently it says Agahi, apparently. Agahi is not a form now. I mean, Agacha is a form and all these things. So, and once he says Agaji is there in Rig Veda. And then Ajagama is a form which we use now also. Ajagamyat is a potential form. Ajagamat. So on. And then he gives a causative form. Gamaya. I'm sure this is, he is giving from Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya form. Okay. So this is Moni Williams. I will, is there any, I mean, let me go and see if there are any questions or I can spend more time in Moni Williams, but I think it's not so much different from Apte one. Other thing is, it is a little more encyclopedic, and it's there's not much thing I have to tell you. Okay, you have to, there are a lot of this. I mean, it's just, you can just, because if you, the dictionary, the site itself is quite advanced in Moni Williams. It will give you a lot of things. So if you just look at it yourself, you will learn a lot, and you don't need any guidance for this. Okay, let me see questions. Okay. Let me see if her hand raised. Okay. I don't see any hand raised also. Okay. Because we have some time, let me. Are there any questions? If there are questions, please raise your hands. I will go. Okay. What are the letters and numbers in the red entry next to entry? Okay. It is. Okay, let's go to width. It's useful. So there are width. As I said, there are many. So okay, if you hover your mouse around, it will say homonym. I mean, it's not very useful homonym. The word homonym means it is a word with multiple meanings. Anekartha shabdaha iti artha. So anekartha. So basically, the vid has many meanings. So one is the second parasmaipadi, and then if you keep coming down, there is another vid here. So knowing, understanding. I mean, though this is a noun, but the rupam is exactly vid, right? The dhatu is vid. This noun is also vid. And if you say, so like Veda vid, if you say, it is one who knows the Vedas, so on. And this is the other homonym form, like vid, which is again the dhatu in another gana, so on. Right? And then another vid here. He says, at the end of the compound, finding, acquiring, procuring. For example, Anna with. So, for example, if you want to go and find the one who finds Anna, Annam is Anna with. For example, a Bhikshukaha is Anna with. Ashwa with. There is Ashwa with. Ashwa with is like, in the Ashwamedha Yaga, there is Ashwa with will be there. Ahar with, example. So, these are the examples he gives. And then the other with form is, in the seventh gana, Atmanepadi Dhatu. So, what it means is, the same width is a form. This numbers give the different numbers of the meaning numbers. For example, different, but the form is exactly width. So, and anek artha, the different arthas of this. So, that is what the red letter means. Okay. How to find the meanings of words with upasarga? I just showed you. For example, agam, I showed you. Agam is a upasarga, purvaka gam dhatu. So you just search with agam, with the upasarga in the word. That's it. Okay. I mean the list on the left. There was a letter A in the next page. I didn't understand that question. So Jagadish Acharya, can you talk over the phone? I will unmute you maybe. Can you raise your hand? I will unmute you, please. Okay, you can ask that question and raise your hand and ask that question, Jagadish Acharya. Okay. Okay, here, oh, the letter A, okay, got it, I got the point. We'll look at it. It's also a homonym, A, B, so here he gives, so he gives either one or two or A, B, it's the same thing. So, Achakhyasa, he gives the intention of telling or expressing, or Akhya form. Again, these are all homonym forms, A, B, 1, 2 and all these things. Okay, what else can I show you? I mean, one thing is in Moni Williams is that he gives many forms. For example, let's take the Bhudhatu. As I in Apte, he didn't give many forms, but here he gives like Bhavati, Bhabhuva, and then Abhut, Bhutu, Abhuvat, Bhuvata, Bhuvat, and all these things. Bhuyat. Form. Bhuyat form Apte never gives, right? Bhavishyati, okay. Bhavita form also Apte never gives. Bhavitum he gives. Bhutva, this Bhutva form he never gives, indeclinable particle. Apte never gives. So he gives much more forms. And then if you keep coming down, you will also see the causative and degenerative. For example, passive form, bhuyate, bhavayati. Bhushati, degenerative form, so sananta form. And so on. Okay. Let me, Mahadevan, if you have a question, you can talk now. Mahadevan?
Namaste.
Namaste.
I was trying to see whether in Agama that you showed,
yes,
whether I could see the form of Gamaha, you know, this Klaibhyam Asma Gamah Partha in Bhagavad Gita. That this is a very special form, I thought, Gamaha. I was not able to see it here.
Yeah, that is a Gam Dhatu form only. It is maybe Gam you have to see that. I mean, Gam Dhatu you should be able to look at it. I think it is Lung form. Okay, let's see.
I did not see it, so I thought I would just ask.
So Lung is a person. Okay. I'm also just searching. First time I'm seeing the Gam Dhatu here, Agamat. Agama should be the form. Let's see. Yeah, he gives quite a lot of forms, so it's for these kind of things, it's better to go to the some tika and all these things, and they will tell you what form, and then go to the table to find. Of course, you can also look up here. Agamat is the form. I think, yeah, this is the form. Because that is a second person form. Here, Agamat, the aorist form. And then Ma, after Ma, the Akara goes away. And then Agamaha, it will come.
Yes.
This is the form you wanted.
Yeah, Agamat actually is the third person. Agamaha is in second person.
Okay, that's a question which is very okay. Interesting question. Not the question really, but I wonder how a person gives reference from so many words. Wonder if these lexicographers had a different method to find out all references. No, they actually really studied. I mean, I don't know why this is happening. So, how did people do? I mean, there are, for example, they just go and do a literature survey. It's their full-time work. He was a Sanskrit professor. From 9 to 5, a full-day job, he has to do this only. He goes around. Of course, he goes and refers to other dictionary. You get a lot of lead if you start doing. It is not very difficult. I mean, there are much better scholars in Indian literature where people didn't even have pen and paper. They had everything in their mind and they refer. Like if you take Shankara's work, can you believe it? He wrote it all in palm leaves. He wrote so much commentaries in Adi Shankaracharya. He wrote so much commentaries and he quotes from all the Upanishads, Vedas and all these things. So it is amazing. Of course, this whole thing is, it needs a different mindset to go and do a literature survey and bookmark, record everything and all these things. Agama is a noun, please look for it. Okay, Agama is a noun. Okay, we'll see it. Agama. It'll be there. Agama is a noun. It has its own meanings. So, Bhuyat, Apte, Madhya, Asti Eva. No, Apte doesn't have Bhuyat. I don't think so. Apte doesn't give Bhuyat as a form. Okay, so let me go to some other hand raised. So you are self-muted, okay. Please unmute yourself if you are raising your hands. Okay, Venkatesan. Or Karthik, wait 1 minute. P.R. Karthik, can you talk now?
Yeah, Sambhashanam Krite, मोनियर विलियम्स समीचीनं भवति वा असमीचीनं भवति वा
सम्भाषणं कृते आप्ते
तद् पर्याप्तं किल किमर्थम् इत्युक्ते मोनियर् विलियम्स् यावत् अस्ति तत् सर्वम् आप्ते मध्ये अपि अस्ति किल
किञ्चित् अधिकमपि अस्ति मोनियर् विलियम्स् मध्ये परन्तु चिन्ता सम्भाषणाय आप्ते तु पर्याप्तमेव
किमर्थम् इत्युक्ते आप्ते मध्ये किञ्चित् सरलं भवति
आम् सत्यं
तद् सत्यं किल
सम्भाषणविषये वयं तु किञ्चित् वोकाबुलरि बेस् एव आवश्यकं किल तदनन्तरं किञ्चित् आप्ते तु पर्याप्तमेव मम कृते सम्भाषणाय एव नास्ति अपि च काव्यपठनार्थमपि आप्ते तु
पर्याप्तं
परन्तु अस्तु अत्र किञ्चित् आङ्ग्ले वदामि ओके वन् थिङ्ग् इस् अनदर् objective of this course is we start with an English dictionary and we should quickly move towards the Vachaspatyam and Samskritam dictionary because if you start looking at one word in Vachaspatyam or Kalpadruma he will give you another Samskritam word so
okay.
you learn another Samskritam word right so
yeah
if you ask me for advice start with this apte and all these things once you are comfortable with this you should quickly move to Vachaspatyam or Kalpadruma the Samskritam kosham is koshaha is our ultimate goal if it depends on how long you take it doesn't matter maybe 3 years 4 years 5 years 10 years but if you are regular if you are student of Sanskritam you should finally end up referring to Vachaspatyam or Kalpadruma so right now I refer more of Kalpadruma and Vachaspatyam than Apte and Muni William
tadabi internet madhye praptam va
ha praptam idanim aham asmin varge pathayami aham So from next week we'll start from with Shalpak Shabda
Kalpadruma. Agami Varge.
Aam, aam, aam.
Asum Aare, Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Asum Venkateshan, Venkateshan Gopala. If you have any questions we can do or I will quickly, I can do some more words also. And if you have some questions in the chat window. I know I just took two very, one Bhuda, one with Dhatuhu and Ramaka Shabda and showed everything. But it is this whole dictionary is very 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 intuitive if you start using it it's much easy so Venkateshan please go ahead
this Moni Williams as you said is a very exhaustive and then dictionary but and the Apte is a condensed form of that dictionary So you see, then like that, people produce one dictionary, another dictionary. They're all not independent works, isn't it? And also, to quote from Veda, you see, it is said in Veda, that's what he is saying. But it is not that he is forbidden from quoting from Veda. Can you take it like that?
No, no, no. I'm not saying it's forbidden to quote from Vedas, but in a dictionary, for example, so the point is, I don't know why he is quoting my so okay let me tell you my thing so it's not forbidden from quote from Vedas but the thing is you can't use that in your normal thing it says Vedas is there but why would somebody want to in a come to this kind of a dictionary if he's studying the Veda Bhashyam and all these things he goes to probably Vidyaranya Bhashyam or Shayana Bhashyam and all these things it's fine that okay in this Veda for example as I said Narayanaya Vidmahe so okay Narayanaya Vidmahe there does it mean this meaning I don't know exactly so it is not nobody stops you from quoting from the Vedas but a dictionary maker if you okay let me make a more a statement like this if you go to lexicographers all the Halayuda all these people like Hemachandra and all these people I showed they never quote from the Vedas I mean Koshakara they don't quote and because they know why they don't want to quote from the Vedas it's not that they don't know the Vedas and of course this is exhaustive work no credit taken out from Monia Williams he has done a lot of work and he spent his whole life in doing this he was a Sanskrit professor and he did this and it is very important that okay for western scholars to know okay there is this Vedas are there and all these things that's fine but as a student of Sanskritam we should keep away from this I that's my point and that's what traditional teachers will tell you
thank you
No. Okay, Kalyanakrishnan.
Hi, good morning. I have a quick question, maybe not relevant here, but if you go to the Dhatu Patha, you have dhatus like they express it as Dukrin or Gamal R. Is there an explanation of those Anubandhas in the dictionary someplace, or do we have to figure it out ourselves?
Yeah, in this dictionary it is not there. But in the Vachas, Kalpadruma, which we will study next, it will give you the explanation of those Anubandhas.
I see. Also, I mean, I have listened to a lot of classes on the Vyoma Lab classes, and they never talk about the swaras and the dhatus as to what the purpose is, what the use is, and has it been really discontinued, the use of those swaras in the modern times?
Yeah, in the Dhatu Pata, the swaras were lost at some point. Basically, it was a Karna Parampara and it came as a swaras, but at some point of time, we lost the swaras. And so now, to go back and remake the swaras, there is no authority to do it. So that's why the anubandhas are there. Some more anubandhas, and for example, okay, by the way, when you say about Dhatu Pata and all these things, the Dhatu Pata itself was the main Dhatu Pata, which we follow now, was done by Panini himself, and he uses those swaras to explain some operations in his own grammar rules, and that's the only use of swaras in Dhatu Pata.
So and we can get away. Sorry, go ahead.
That was lost, and but there are tikas, vyakaranas, tikas, and all these things where they say, okay, this thing is this anubandha, it is with the swara and all these things. So that's how we now know that there are swaras existed. This swara is anudata swara, swarita swara, and all these things. Yeah.
So in today's world, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is the value of these swaras? Is it a 1 or a 0 or a 10? I guess more like
a 1. It is a 0. I mean, because the value of the swaras, if you say, if somebody has to tell that this swaras is there, and but using that swaras, Panini uses a lot of anudatta, udatta, and all these things. If that udatta swara, it will have this form, all these things. It is required. If you want to learn Panini fully, you need to know that, okay, this swara, if this swara is there, this is the operation which happens, and all these things. But right now, if you want to know, if somebody tells you, okay, this is the dhatu and this is the swara exists, somebody also gives you, then you don't need to know, okay, what swara existed. You don't need to know the dhatu pata with swaras. Saswara dhatu pata is not needed now.
Okay, I mean, last couple of years ago when I started learning this, I was just breaking my head against the wall with respect to the swaras. Then I'm finding out you don't need them really.
You don't need
so,
it. No.
Yeah. Okay.
But you have to come with the, we have to go with the proper tika or teaching and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. GVR, you are unmuted.
Namaste.
Namaste.
According to where I learned Sanskrit, we don't use Vedas as an example in dictionaries because Vedas came long before Panini, grammar and all that. So we may find that the word or the sandhi in the Vedas is different from Panini. And classic example is a word like simantam. Sima plus antam as per Panini should be simantam. But we use simantam, and simantam is correct because it is said in the Vedas, and Vedas is apaurusheya, unquestionable.
Exactly.
This is why people say do not use Vedas to teach grammar, to teach Sanskritam. In fact, Vedas should not be taught, it should be Shruti only, because there udatta, anudatta, swara and all that come in. Therefore, I think it is correct that we should not use Vedas as examples in dictionaries or in grammar, etc. It becomes problematic.
Okay. Very thank you very much for the comment. Thank you. Okay, so I just have one. I wanted to give you one announcement. So next week, those who are in the United States or other places where the clocks move, this class is actually based on Indian time. It is from 8:30 to 9:30 IST. So if clocks are changing in the place where you live, come according to the Indian time. Okay, so this is one announcement I wanted to make. The point of recording the Vedas, which you have stated, is very important, especially. Okay. All right. This is good. I'm just saying that the traditional, if you learn from a traditional teacher, I learned from a traditional teacher, and if I quote any example from Vedas, he will say, okay, keep away from it. Simple. We can keep debating on this topic. I don't want to go much into detail, and I think I made my point just enough. Okay, is there any other questions? I think I see hands raised, but I think I gave chance to everybody. Okay, I think we will stop the class now. I know that I didn't go into extensively about Monet Williams because I had a reason for it, and I think I made it clear. Apte is quite a good dictionary to it, and no credit taken away from Monet Williams. He has done a very big task of collecting these words and all these things. And of course, Monet Williams was one of the important dictionaries in the Europe where people came to know about Sanskritam. So it has its place and it has its value. But as I said, if you are learning Sanskritam, I would recommend you to go with the Sanskritam. Also the terminologies for lut, lot and all these things. Aorist, imperfect, all these things only complicate things. Currently, I think we are in an age where the traditional Sanskritam learning is actually becoming big and all these things. So that is a good way to learn Sanskritam. Okay, Astu Dhanyavada. We'll stop the class now. I will chant the Shanti Mantram. Swasti Prajabhyah Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmane Bhyashubamastu Nityam Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. So we will start with Shabda Kalpadama next week. It will be more a Sanskritam dictionary, so it will be a little advanced. I will go into Panini grammar and all these things. So those who think that this is good enough, you can, you are welcome to attend, but if you don't get enough, don't worry about it. I'm not going to go into little bit basics and come down level. It's for little bit advanced learners. But I welcome you all to come and sit in the class. Anyway, the recordings will be there. You can come back later once you come to that level and listen back. So next class I will start with Shabda Kalpadruma, which is a Sanskrit dictionary. Dhanyavadaha.